Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's the deal with this pop life, and when is it gonna fade out? The thing you got to realize, what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift of melody, we're gonna bring it till the end. Come on now.
I'll carve a drive, what I wear around my neck.
All that matters.
Don't you recognize that it's just about respect?
It doesn't matter.
How the clothes I wear and where I go and why.
All that matters
is that you get hype and we'll do it to you every time. Come on
don't
now.
You ever wonder why this music gets you high? It takes you on a ride.
Oh, it's great.
I have no problem with this. This is an Abby Rosenquist pick. Were you a big NSYNC fan growing up?
I don't know if it was a big one, but a few songs stood out like this one.
But
yeah, it's great.
As this is like a teenage girl, did you have to pick an allegiance?
Between, like, I guess if I did... Actually, you know what? I just remember liking both of them at different times, so it...
No, we're talking about races.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. That's what I was talking about.
Good. So you like a little bit of Backstreet Boys, a little bit of NSYNC.
Yeah, I think I had different times.
You were a normal human.
Were they?
You were a normal human.
I was?
Yeah, that's the way most people should be. They're like, oh, that's a pop song, I like it, that's fun.
Yeah, I never was one of those people who was like... super proud of my music, you know what I mean? Like people who are like, oh, you don't know this, or like you have to know everything about everything. It's like I just like enjoy it.
When you were, or when I was a kid anyway, and I think this is probably true for you as well, Zach, music would almost like define you. The type of music you listened to.
Oh, for sure.
Was very much a big part.
Oh, I still judged people on it.
Yeah.
I couldn't be well. Like, I remember moving to Austin, and when I got there, I was hanging out with a group of people that I didn't know, and they like started getting into like,
I'm
what
sorry,
did you...
turn this off. It's awful. I'm sorry,
no.
It's really distracting me. It's just a lot of pop and squeak
sounds. When you can't just focus on the music, you can't have that in the background. You know? You just want to participate.
Like there's no music there. It was just like, go back to the song for a second. Did you hear this? That's not music. That's boink, 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 boink. It's just like springs.
Yeah, but it's fun to sing along to. Do you sing along to music?
Have you heard my voice?
Yeah, but I don't know. People still do it in private.
If you ever listen
Lewis
to me sing,
does nothing privately. Every part of his life is podcast.
Nigga, I need content. I need content.
Yeah.
No, if I sing, just so you guys know, and I have sang a lot on these shows, it is excruciatingly painful. Aww. To even speak, even like to right now, like I don't think people realize like how much I give to these shows. Because it's very physically painful for me to even speak, to get the words out of my throat. So,
thank you for saving the world from your horrible singing voice.
You're welcome, Abby. No, I still give it to him. It just hurts me, and it hurts others. And Sean Finnard is here as well. What's up, doggy?
I'm good. How are you doing, bud?
Pretty good, my friend. Very happy to have you back. Last time you guys were on the show, you had a great appearance. You
doubling up on the Irish.
You and your fucking buddy. Oh, yeah, are you Irish too, Abby?
That's in me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I have some somewhere.
Something. Yeah, you're just kind of nondescript white.
Everyone has a bit. We seem to fuck our way into everyone's family.
Yeah,
too.
You do.
Mm, yeah. But it's charming. The Irish are a charming folk.
Yeah.
And do you notice that you guys get more respect now that Conor McGregor is famous? Because you guys didn't really have anybody. You had, like,
we didn't have that one superstar that kind of put us on the map, no. I think we did for a little bit, and now he's been fucking around enough that people are kind of, I don't know, some people have moved on from, you know.
From the Irish accent?
No, people aren't moving on. People like him still. He's just, look, MMA fans, the general public in general, they're fair weather. So it doesn't matter. All they have to do is when he comes out with his next fight is do a little fucking wrinkly-dinkly-do or whatever he does.
Yeah.
And be charming and come out and fucking show up with a fur coat and some whiskey and fucking...
call people bags of shit.
Yeah. Just be extremely disrespectful to other cultures and people will be back on board. So the last thing people remember now is him talking shit and getting fucking banged up.
Yeah.
So people don't want to
fucking... Are you talking about Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
I'm not up to date on what happened to him.
Oh, I think I heard he might fight Cerrone next.
Did he get banned?
No. He's not banned.
He just did something bad.
No. Well, the whole controversy after that fight was Khabib got in trouble. But he lost. He's got his ass kicked. He talked a lot of shit.
Oh, it's a problem. Got his ass kicked.
Did he do something wrong? Kind of. I mean, for 4 weeks, he basically just came out and was like, you dirty Muslim. Your mom's a bag of shit and you smell like fucking arsehole.
But with that accent, it just is so charming. It just doesn't hurt.
It is. I think we do get a lot of leeway with the accent and stuff like that. I've even noticed with the roast battles and stuff, I can say shit that if other people said, they'd be like, I'm not sure about that.
Do you think it sounds trashy?
The accent?
Yeah, it sounds trashy. It reminds me of like the is it Snatch?
Snatch,
yeah.
It reminds me of the Pikies.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of
like when you hear it, you're just kind of like, you're not offended.
I do feel like you'd be taking bets on a street fight.
Yeah.
That's like your day job.
We kind of sound like poor English people.
Yeah. Happy's a cunt. That was awesome. She was like, your whole culture. I don't know. They just trashy.
You guys.
Yeah, no.
You
know, well, not that, all of them.
That
you
everyone
know?
Else claims is endearing. I think it's real
when
shitty
it gets,
sounding.
When it gets that vulgar or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, that's trash. Trashy.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
I'm
is
with
fun.
You. I think he's garbage. I say it right to his face, though. I'm not dancing around.
There's no fucking.
And I was just talking about how goofy the Australian accent was. And I didn't realize I was like making fun of them. They're like, well, we think it's like,
it's all right.
It's fine. But the Australian, it's goofy.
Yeah. Can you do it? How are you? Because here's the thing. Abby was on the very famous Real Ass podcast, All British Accent, which you guys can go listen to on demand, guestdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP.
I would argue our best episode.
It was debatably our best episode. We did an episode where we did British accents the whole show. We didn't break from it. We never mentioned why.
Fantastic. I did have people were like, hey, that episode was terrible, but your accent was okay.
No, people.
I was
people
like, oh my God, thank you so much.
90% of our fan base dropped off. Our numbers went way down.
Imagine what they do if you sang.
But the 10% that stuck around
got it.
They got a real treat.
Doggy, they're ready to fucking hurt people for us. They're ready to fucking hurt people for us. Go disparage the Real Ass Podcast in front of one of the 10% that stuck around. You're in trouble. So you were in Australia. Can you do an Australian accent, Abby?
Oh gosh, if I were, I'm just like too high to even try.
That's terrible. You sound
right
like you're American. That's really bad.
Huh?
That sounded American.
Oh yeah. No, oof. I can't do it. If I were to try, I would sound so dumb. Like No, I can't.
God, do it. You would say you're
sound
Irish.
I
would sound like real trash. I would sound like a dumb piece of garbage.
Sound like a real piece of shit.
Fucking, get out.
In a charming way.
It's just fucking.
It's still hot.
Do you
or whatever. P.S. I love you. I was like totally into that, but he doesn't. You know.
Yeah.
What's his name? Is that Gerard Butler?
Yeah, he's fucking Scottish.
Oh, well then, damn, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he's doing an Irish accent.
So wait, who's your hottest? Who's the hottest Irish person?
So look, Bono was big for a while.
I don't know.
Fucking nope. Colin Farrell, is it?
I guess, maybe. He's a little.
He's a handsome
guy. He's a little bit of a
He's exactly
weasel.
What you're describing, a bit scummy.
What?
He's exactly what you're describing. He's a bit scummy.
Yeah,
right?
I would do that. I would maybe.
Liam Neeson is Irish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huge cock.
Interesting.
Does he have a huge cock?
Huge cock.
Shut I feel up. Like he'd have too much of an actual
Janice
dad
Dickinson
feel.
Said his dick in her book. She said Liam Neeson's dick was the size of a large Evian bottle.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Is there proof out there or this is just Janice Dickinson?
That makes perfect sense.
Because, you know, she said Cosby raped her.
Do Irish guys have big dicks? Would you say?
Well.
It's not what they're known for.
That's specifically a
there's literally a thing called the Irish curse.
That they have a big dick?
No.
No.
Oh.
Literally all their dicks combined to make Liam Neeson's big dick.
Pull up the Irish curse.
Like a transformer of dicks.
Like a Megazord.
Let's see the history of the Irish curse. From its blistering language to its brutally honest look at sex and body image, the Irish curse is a revealing portrait.
This is the definition of a book. This is a book.
This is a book, Harrington, you fucking twit.
Damn.
I'm cursed by having Harrington. By the way, I got shit. Somebody
the
on,
Harrington curse.
Somebody on Believe You Me, the YouTube, was like, dude, the way you talk to fucking Harrington, I just can't. Like, I can't listen to the show anymore. And if they only fucking knew how stupid you were. And we keep him around. Anybody else, he'd be so fucking gone. It's crazy. And we keep him around. And I'm a bad person for telling him this to his face regularly, even when he's hurt and maybe crying. A small penis, baby corn, baby dick. The Irish curse is a very small
Oh.
dick. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is more thumbs downs.
Yeah, because nope.
No, those are little Irish dicks. Yeah.
That's the entire population of Irish men.
No, they're saying smaller, smaller, smaller. You can't, yeah, the Irish. So, how much are you packing down there?
I don't know, decent size.
Is it decent size?
Yeah, it's all right.
Are you the one that has a really young girlfriend?
Yeah.
How old is your girlfriend?
23.
That's not really young.
That's, I know, yeah, but.
Depends on how old you are.
Shut up. How old are you?
29.
That's nothing. Dog, I know, my, yeah. My chick was 26 when I met her. I'm 36 now. Fuck yeah, I'm awesome.
Exactly, it's great. Because yeah. You know the way it is when you're roast battling, people just need something to say about you. So they're like, ah, his girlfriend's 12 or whatever.
23 is not fucking young. I'd say young for a 29-year-old guy is like 20. Yeah. 19. Yeah. That's where it's like, dude, that's fucking young. Jesus.
Yeah. Good for you.
But even still, if you go on a few years later, like a 32-year-old, 23-year-old, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just that 19, 18, 19, 20 range is a little dicey, I think.
Well, I think that 23, it's still pretty young, but also depends on who it was at 23. Like at 23, I was already fucking, I'd already been on my own since I was 16. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
And I feel like also in the comedy world, we're around so many different ages and it feels all kind of relatable so that you're even more distorted.
Yeah. I always say that people act like they're about 10 years younger than they really are in comedy. Is your girlfriend a comic?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah, Jesus, no. Never dated a comic.
You've never dated a comic?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, good for you.
I fucked a few, but.
Oh, sure.
Names. Go.
Would not. You wouldn't have heard of them anyway.
maybe. Yeah, I mean, dating a comic is cool. I dig it. Abby, are you talking about who you date or no? You don't talk about this publicly.
I don't particularly talk about it.
Okay, we don't talk about it. It's a big fucking secret.
No, I mean, it's
weird. You were in Australia at the same time as Cumtown. That's weird. Anyway. That's weird. What were you guys doing? Did you guys see each other?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, no, I mean.
Practicing your accents on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like dating a comic. It keeps me honest. Can't fuck around at comedy clubs. Can't fuck around with comedy club waitresses. Can't fuck around with other comics. Can't. Fans. If I tried to fuck a fan.
Yeah.
First of all, the fans are so fair weather that it's like, I would just say something they didn't like one day. Like I try to attack Kurt Metzger or Joe DeRosa or somebody. Like, fuck Lewis. He tried to fuck me. He tried to fuck me. So, yeah. Can't do it. Yeah. It's almost like you have to give yourself like, to keep yourself honest. Like just almost like give yourself no room to fuck up.
Yeah, but you get that sweet 15 minutes a night while she's on stage where you can get with you get away with anything.
You guys saw me in Boston.
I will say my girlfriend's an artist, which makes it kind of it's helpful because she understands like the grind and the going out and fucking trying to pursue something, but she's not a comedian.
And she's also never going to make it. No artists make it.
Exactly, yeah.
But like, at least like comics, like if you're mildly funny and you have a strong work ethic, like you're probably at least going to make a living.
You can figure something out.
Right.
You'll figure it out. You'll make a living. You know, even if it's not a glamorous life. If you're fucking, you know, what would be the first step right now to go become an artist? I'm going to paint a fucking picture and try to make that like a...
No.
What would you even do?
No. You're just making arts and crafts and you're trying to get your family to buy them. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
Etsy account? Is that the first thing?
That is so embarrassing.
No, I don't know. I don't know how it works for other people. When I say artist, I use the term loosely. She paints, but she also makes...
She's a shit. Oh,
it's like she has to just make those for her family for Christmas and now she's asking them to buy them.
I didn't realize this is how this morning was going to go. I was just going to start trashing my own girlfriend.
You should.
It's probably cool and fun and great. Do whatever you want
to do. No, I'm okay with it. I'm doing
stand-up comedy, you know? Above anybody. I'm not, but it is like...
How is her art? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great. Well, she does. So, like I said, fuck you.
That is a spiral.
Wait, what does she paint?
What do I care? I don't date her anymore. I have a feeling we just broke up.
After she hears this,
what does she paint?
No, she does. What she does is she paints, and then she will turn her paintings into print her paintings on fabric and make clothing out of it.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, that's nice. So it's like clothes.
She's annoying.
Yeah.
I get it.
That could be cool if she makes money.
She's been doing pretty well. She makes drag clothing.
Very cool. Nice.
Yeah.
So, oh, cool.
Do you ever wear her clothing?
She makes drag clothing, so yes.
Drag, you said drag clothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. It's so funny. It's like, yeah, I see like different things where it's like, I'm trying to think of the specific, like, it wasn't queer clothing, but it was something along those lines. And I was like, I didn't realize there was like specific kinds with everything, you know, like certain specific types. Oh, transgender friendly clothing or something. And it's like,
well, the dimensions would be different, you know.
I it makes sense, you know, that it's different, but it's like, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
That does make sense. I never really thought about it. So there has to be specific clothing made for trans people because the body proportions are different.
Yeah.
Oh man, and that just fucks with them even more because.
Well, I wonder like, how much is it way more expensive because like that sucks, but
yeah, because it's a
like
lot.
A premium.
Yeah,
it's a premium exactly. To wear that.
But she's not making like fucking like drag clothing, like big crazy flaming dragon.
Yeah, she is.
Okay,
yeah, so. She does all that stuff.
Or but does she make like casual trans clothing? Because that's what I was kind of talking about. Do they have specifically like jeans that are made for trans women because men have different hips? I'm saying, are there companies that do that? Is that what she does or no?
They do. They do that also. She doesn't do that specifically. She right now she's been making drag clothes.
She's shows. Got a fucking dick pocket in between the tape area.
Does she sew herself?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking cool. I've been thinking about that. I'm like, damn, the girls who live upstairs do seamstress shit. And they make good money doing it. And it's like, that sounds like fun.
Do you think that trans people ever come to the seamstresses and say, hey, can you try to fix this for me?
Sure.
Meaning yeah.
Can you sew this back on?
So it's really hard to stay honest dating her, though.
Yeah. It's. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's been.
That's great, dude. Good for you, man. Yeah. Good for you. She's an American chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's like I don't think about it because I don't really. It's like I don't care about talking about the relationship. I just don't. I don't know what's you know.
There's nothing,
it's his
right.
privacy too.
Of course.
But it's also like it's funny because I haven't. Really dated a non-comic, so I'm not really worried about like trashing a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like your girlfriend is like not a comic; she didn't sign up for this. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, not that I care. I'm not saying like we, but I haven't ever thought about that. Mm. Like, is she sensitive? Like, do you date sensitive?
Oh yeah.
Like,
well, my son's mother was fucking.
I
you
bet
know, we got
everybody
into
adjacent
things.
People get affected sometimes, and it's funny.
You know how we
like,
know
I don't
that,
even Lil? Think about that
because you have to refer to her as my son's mother.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, she's pretty chill because she's doing her own thing, so she understands like what goes into it without necessarily there being a lot to show for it. Like it's like if you open a fucking if you're in a relationship and you open a fucking business or something, people can see the growth of that. But with comedy, you're just kind of going out and there's no real measure. So
and also,
I think,
you're you know in the beginning with this chick, you were probably you had to have you make yourself probably seem more successful.
Oh, sure.
And better. And then it like what happens is in the, just naturally in that relationship she peels apart the layers and she just deep down knows that you're a piece of shit liar.
Oh yeah,
you're a liar.
She drove
how long have you guys been together?
3 years.
Yeah. Oh, she was also 20 when you started dating her.
Dude, okay. our first date she drove me to a gig.
Nice.
Now that's a piece of shit move, right?
Yeah. Well, did you tell her it was like somewhere awesome?
It was a bowling alley.
Did she know? She knew. She knew what everything was.
Yeah, I was like, I'm doing a gig if you want to come. So
and that's where you met
up.
Her. You met her at a comedy show?
I met her. She saw me at an open mic where I was actually talking shit about another girl I dated.
And she was like good sign. Sign me up.
That'll never happen to me. I'll change him.
The girls like that, though. They like the, I'm sure you're being an asshole. You're coming off like an asshole. Coming off confident. You're owning the fucking room. Probably getting laughs. Probably doing well. And then fucking... You also were talking about a chick you were dating, so then they want something they can't have.
Yeah.
It's like everything. I get more chicks throwing themselves at me now that I talk about having a girlfriend than when I talk about being single.
Oh, for sure. Women are fucking... Oh, they go after that for sure.
And women are pigs.
Oh, well, women are attracted... I feel like men are generally attracted to what they're attracted to, and women are attracted to what other women are attracted to.
Hmm. Yeah, the number one thing girls do is covet.
It's like...
So, like, anything that's advertised to men... It's like, look at this. If you get this, girls want to fuck you. If it's advertised to women, it's the other way around. It's other women have this. Don't you want it?
Right. Yeah. It's
right.
It's obnoxious as fuck. But, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Women are a little bit sneaky. They're a little bit evil. They also know the power they have with their fucking.
Well, that's what's
vaginas.
So funny. Everything about, I feel like women's bullshit that they pulled, like, that's really, it's like everything's behind the scenes and. I don't know. It's almost like men are more of a focus. You guys get investigated and women get dismissed. You know what I mean? Mm. And so like there's benefits and disbenefits to both of that. So it's like there's more attention that comes with investigation, like you guys having more eyes on you. But like women, like, because also there's like a pride factor involved with like admitting women have done stuff to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sure, they don't come as forward. They don't talk about it. And also I feel like, I don't know, it's just so funny. You hear shit like that women do where it's like home wrecky or like, it's crazy. Or like with their best friends, boy, you know what I mean? Like
men can't control themselves and women can. So here's the factor, right? So here's a little bit of a factor here. Okay. I really believe this. Men have a very difficult time controlling themselves. Even the most honest man that I know, I said this on the last show, that I don't know a single man who has never cheated ever. I don't know the guy. I've never met him. You know, if you're fucking out there, you know, more power to you. Not listening to this show anyway. I just don't know guys who've never in their lives ever cheated.
I'm sure there's been a guy who just the situation has never come up.
Maybe some fucking nerdy motherfucker.
This is the only one I can get.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I believe that men have a truly much more difficult time, probably like 100 times or so. Not if a chick just throws themselves at them and he's not going to get caught, controlling that urge.
Yeah,
I think women, for a woman to cheat, I think she has to almost be hurt. She has to have a reason. She has to be looking for a way out. It's almost the beginning of something else. A man can be deeply, deeply, deeply in love. I'm talking about like, I've been in love with chicks, like with my soul, where if I found out they even fucking kiss another guy on the lips, it would fucking break my heart. And I truly love them. Right. But, you know.
Situation arises.
It wasn't even a situation. It was just pussy was in the vicinity.
Yeah.
And I just was, you know, and I think it's definitely levels. I'm not saying every man is exactly as extreme as I was.
Yo, I just heard this. I'm probably going to fucking butcher the facts of this, but it was some study that was done where they got a bunch of guys to fill out survey questions like, would you cheat? Would you rape? Would you blah, blah, blah? And they asked them all these questions, and then they blue balls the guys, like, fucking to the point of about to come. I don't know how that part happened, but then they had to take it again where they'd been
just
like
just taking the test
taking
them,
the test like
made them horny.
Yeah, they had to like go like jack off to the point of coming and then but stop before they came, and then they had to take it again, and the answers were insane. The answers
wait
were
after
like,
they came
they
answers?
Took the test
before.
Twice.
No, it was they edged.
They didn't get to come, so
they didn't get to come either time.
Yeah,
so no, they get worked up on the first test.
No, they take the test normal the first time, then they go away, work themselves up, are about to come, take the test again.
Oh,
and the second time around, the answers were insane. People were like, the guys were saying they fucking date rape and
they just gang rape the girl that came in with the questionnaire. Pulled her
Yeah, women can't work there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Our first test was 5 yeses and 10 noes. Our second test was a bloody nurse's hat.
Jesus.
That was your water cup. Why did you fill it?
It's fucked up. When you're horny.
Well, I think about it, I'm trying to think of all the guy friends and girlfriends that I've been fairly close with and what they've said about whether they've cheated or not. And also who's admitted what to me too. You know, you don't know. And off the top of my head, one doesn't stand out more than the other. Like I've had
I know plenty of girls who have never cheated. I know plenty of girls
that they've told you.
No, not on I'm not talking about girls that I've dated. I'm talking about girls that I just know and they've never cheated on a boyfriend. Shannon, give me another perspective here. Abby's all fucking damaged.
No, I don't know. I'm curious.
She grew up with fucking all boys. She was a lesbian until a year ago. Get the fuck out of here, Abby. You know.
Quite the opposite, no.
Wait,
She's not even, look at her producer, not even paying attention.
No, I don't know what the question is specifically that you're asking me.
Cheat?
Have I ever cheated?
Do you think that women cheat
not the
less
same
than
amount,
men?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, do you know women who have never cheated?
Yes.
100%.
Do you know men that have never cheated?
When I was like in my young relationships as a kid, like I made out with somebody else when I had a boyfriend.
Well,
I've also
fucked that guy with your boyfriend, so I don't know if we count that as cheating.
It's not cheating.
That wasn't cheating?
No.
Technically. I mean, you were penetrated by another man while you had a boyfriend.
I had permission. That's not cheating.
You know inside he was crying and screaming, right?
So was she. That other guy had a huge cock.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah.
I don't know any men that have never cheated.
Yeah, are you crazy? Harrington, have you cheated before? Even Harrington's cheated.
Yeah, for sure.
If I knew, if there was
not
a guy,
on a diet, on a woman.
No, for sure. But do you mean like ever cheated or continuously cheat throughout their life?
Yeah, I'm talking.
That's
about,
different.
I'm just talking about. I'm not wrong about this. Men cheat more than women, and it's because
it might be like physiological, though.
It's a natural thing. I'm saying that we have it in us. We, I don't think
we're programmed to spread the seed.
We can't control ourselves. We cannot control ourselves. Okay, and I don't even know how we got into this conversation, but just know that, Abby.
We're talking about Conor McGregor.
The gender cheating gap is wider among older adults. Okay, so men cheat more when they're older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the pink line is my dick with my girlfriend's there, and the blue line is my dick with any other woman.
Or a boy.
I just saw the 10. I read the fucking thing around. I was like, okay, so women cheat more when they're 10.
Abby, have you ever cheated on a boyfriend?
Yeah.
It even hurts. This is how much it hurts when women cheat. She said that.
No,
it bothered me. I swear to God. I'm not even lying. My instant thing when she said she cheated on a boyfriend, I went, oh, like it was disappointment.
No, it's like it's not something I'm proud of.
I
or
think
something
that
that's
when,
like...
when women cheat, it's not right. It's just not right.
It sounds immature, but when a guy cheats... Yeah, you just put your dick in something else. When a girl
masturbating
cheats,
with
you
a
let
pussy.
Another man's dick in you.
Just pre-cum? Ooh, you let us pre-cum inside of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You whore. You whore, Abby.
Yeah, no, I'm
Shannon, have you cheated?
I've never slept with another guy, no.
You didn't sleep?
Never.
Just anal?
No, I've never had sex with another guy when I had a boyfriend. Never.
Suck his dick?
No.
Hand job?
Nope.
Make out?
Just made out.
Let
him
feel your
when
big old
when I was
fat
a teenager. No.
She didn't have him yet. Waste of time. Just grasping it air.
Let him iron his shirt on your chest.
Yeah, I was younger. I was a lot younger.
How old were you?
I'm not going to say the exact age.
Why? Because you don't want the guy to know? He never found out? He knew he could taste that pre-cum.
I don't think that he did.
Oh, you bitch.
I know.
It bothers me.
It bothers me. I mean, I'm not proud of it. I just don't like being dishonest.
What was the parameters? What happened? What'd you do?
I boned somebody else.
No, I know that. But give me the scenario here. How long were you with your boyfriend?
Over 6 months.
Okay. And what happened? There was just some other dude?
We were away from each other for like a significant amount of time.
We were only dating for 6 months, so what a significant.
Well, okay, it was long. I said it was over 6 months. I don't know. Okay, so it was just like, yeah, I was.
Abby's
just...
doing what dudes do, which is she's trying to not give dates right now, yeah. Not get herself incriminated. This is exactly if you ever listen to Legion of Skanks, you'll hear Big J do this, you hear me do this, you hear Dave do this.
Yeah,
we start talking about like a story, and we start to fumble and mumble with the dates.
What's the most amount of information I can give without letting on giving it away?
This is all us protecting our asses.
It was fucked up. I was fucked.
I was fucking this girl at a comedy club 5 years before I started comedy.
I just feel like... Yeah, I don't know.
So, all right. So, what happened? You were where were you? How were you away? You were. In
I was also young, and it was like serious, and I was like, I don't know if I wanted.
So
it was getting too serious, and I.
And you were just like, fuck.
And I had a lot of time.
How long were you away from this man?
I can't.
Tell us the story.
No, I can't.
He's never gonna listen.
Probably not.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. I don't know. Okay, so it was like a summer. It was like a whole summer.
You're away for a whole summer.
A whole summer.
That's a long time.
That's a whole summer.
That's a long time.
Summer nights, dude.
I'm telling you right now, if I
There's
was away
a whole
for
song about it.
If I was away for fucking a weekend at that age, how old
And I also
younger?
Just started drinking, and like I hadn't drank until that age. So
if I was away for a weekend at Seattle, Washington, then Washington, D.C.
Yeah, actually, you know what? The person that I cheated with, my friend also cheated with on her boyfriend.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, Real Ass Dude of the Week, that guy.
And he's like not great. Like,
he's
damn. Real Ass Dude.
He's got bad attitude.
You know what? He was Irish, I think.
Accent?
Oh, no. But he had
small
a big dick.
Big old dick. How big?
The old
Large.
Big dick Irish. Nobody hears the other side.
How much bigger than the boyfriend that you cheated on? This is like literally, by the way, this right now.
Oh, God. It's hurting it was bigger, me.
Yeah.
It's fucking
It was too big.
Me. Too big. Oh, I'm sure your boyfriend wanted to hear that.
Oh, no, it really
uncomfortable.
Was. No, there
honestly,
is such a
yours
thing
is t- nice. Yours is a nice
yeah,
size.
Yeah, babe, yours. Actually, you know what? Yeah,
I'm done with you. I don't walk like I just got off
a
horse.
Do you know, like, when you have to fuck a big dick? It's like.
Zach.
Yes, but they don't.
It's like, if you like to fuck somewhat regularly, having to fuck a big dick regularly.
Oh, it sounds like such a burden.
All right, hold on. Slow down.
Okay, like, I'm being
back
serious.
Back up for a second. Let's slow the fuck down, Abby, because there are people that are masturbating right now and they want to get to. Finish. So,
and if they have a big dick, they can't because I'm trashing them.
I know. You got to fucking let everybody.
I'm
let,
sorry,
let
big
them
dicks.
Have the fantasy. No. All right. So let's back up here. You were dating this guy. This is the first that you're so away. You're teenager.
Yes.
This story is getting hot, by the way. Can we make this story sexy, Shannon?
Oh, God, no.
Some mood music. And make it warmer in here. It's fucking freezing. You fuck it. Harrington, come breathe in here or something. Do whatever you do.
I wouldn't say the story if he wasn't like completely moved on and like seemed happy in life or
he's
whatever.
Fine.
And even then it doesn't matter, but
oh yeah, all right. So you're
he escaped me ultimately.
You're 18 years old. Fucking
oh no.
This isn't the peak of your fucking softball body. You were fucking volleyball.
Body.
You were fucking a volleyball thighs. Abby was crushing it. I'm telling you right now. I guarantee, even though Abby was very dykey at this time, Abby was the hottest
dyke out there.
Fucking
yo.
Dyke in the world.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. You can sneak anything into volleyball shorts.
Dude, but we should literally do a whole episode where we just look at girls in volleyball shorts.
Volleyball
Holy
shorts are
shit.
Very hot. Yeah.
You should do it in British accents.
Yeah, volleyball's definitely the sexiest of the...
Yeah. What sports did you play again?
I mean, it depends what grade. I played mostly all of them
throughout. Keep the music on. I like that. It was good.
Oh, God, I hate it.
It's good. All right, so you're...
I played basketball, volleyball, track.
There she is. Here's a picture of Abby right now.
No, I didn't.
I think these are high school girls. Can you please not... post pictures of high school girls in volleyball shorts on our show.
Are they?
You fucking
do college.
Yeah, stop it.
And send me that link. For, you know, research
You're
purposes.
18. You have strong haunches.
Okay, so you're away for summer.
Yep.
And this guy's getting a little too serious. You're like, all right, you're in your prime. And how'd you meet this guy, this fucking Irish big dick stud?
I worked with him.
Summer camp. You guys were camp counselors.
No. That would have been cool,
summer.
Though. No, I.
It's the beginning of a horror movie.
We watched you cheating on her boyfriend.
We waited tables. We waited tables together.
Okay. Fucking waiters always swinging their big dick.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you like when you're like at that age and you're like waiting tables and like you just go out afterwards.
You guys got cash. There's something about that like cash lifestyle when you're drinking afterwards.
Yeah.
You're smoking.
Go out,
like I started
get drunk,
smoking
talk
weed.
Talk about how black people don't tip.
No, actually. We did play a lot of beer pong, though.
Yeah. So, this one night, you get drunk.
Yeah. Right?
Together. And you guys had been flirting at work for a little while, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
thought he was super cute.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
you see the outline of his dick and his fucking...
He was one of those, like...
Charming,
some
at least.
Days, he looked better, you know what I mean?
That was even hotter, because he didn't care.
Sure, I guess. He was just, like, it was just fun. It was a fun hang, too.
I mean, I think we've gotten to the bottom of why she thinks Irish people are scummy. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I mean, he was he
Give
was scummy.
Give her syphilis. She
knew that. Oh, thank God. I did always use a condom with that
with
guy.
That, well, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you
knew you were going to bleed.
You had sex with him a few times?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh. This whole summer.
Oh, man.
She's a whore. Anyway, continue. So
banging
I'm not
all
mad at
summer.
You're not a bad person, Abby.
Yeah, people fuck up. It's like at least I got that out of my system.
So you, the first
I know that
time,
it doesn't. I felt so bad about it
the first time, because your average, you know, 5.5-inch dick boyfriend's back at home, soaking wet, fucking 5.5 inches. Couldn't get any more of a normal, average old fucking Joe. His name was probably Joe. We're gonna call him Joe.
Joe Little,
mediocre Joe.
Well, mediocre Joe's back at home.
Mediocre Joe with the missionary stroke.
He was cool. He was a good dude. We had like a good thing.
Every once in a while, I'd go doggy style, like grab your boob from behind.
Oh, Dickie Smalls.
Fucking Joe. So, first time you guys were out drinking, how did it come up?
Oh, I don't know. We would go over to his house and drink with a group of people. Mm. It was like a bunch of us who would play beer pong and shit. And
oh, was that his house too?
Yeah.
Was he a little bit older?
Not a ton, but a handful of years, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when's the last time you cheated,
No,
Lewis?
We're not talking about this. I want to hear. We got to hear more about this.
Before we started comedy.
Have you cheated on every person you've been with? What percentage of the people you've been with have you cheated on?
Can you not try to bring this back on me, Abby?
Because
we're finishing the story.
What more is there to the story?
We don't even have your clothes off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you crazy?
Actually, I fucked him with my clothes on.
What?
Yeah, all of them.
His dick was so big it just split your jeans.
Yeah.
Like a tremor, it just came up through
your pussy. I was pissed. That was an expensive summer. All those jeans.
What are you fucking? You didn't fucking get clothes on.
No, of course not. But I'm not. No, I'm not getting into this. This is getting too. I don't know.
Don't be
ridiculous,
Lewis.
Don't
but
listen
had a,
to her.
He had a huge dick.
Do not cut the music. You fucking keep that music on until I tell you to turn it off.
He had a huge dick, and it was...
First time you saw it.
It was just okay
had
sex.
Had you just fucked one other guy? Is that it? This is the second guy?
No. Nope.
There's been a few guys.
Sure.
She's not giving us details on this one. All right.
No, I mean, it's like, I don't mind talking about, like, my past or whatever, but then it's like...
The music and this is seductive setting.
The confessional booth.
And the fact that all three of us are jerking off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hand check, where's your hands? My mom would do that if it was me and a boy in like the garage or whatever watching a movie. She'd be like, hand check.
What? Did the music change to fun fucking lounge music now? We're gonna have it hand check music.
You are exiting
this is your hands on the table.
Did you ever get hand checked?
No.
Or did they just like leave you alone? And
my
let
mom was passed out on heroin.
Oh damn!
Yeah, I
okay.
was trying to check for her hands and make sure she.
Oh okay,
didn't
so
have a
that's
lit
why.
Cigarette and
a
in
pulse.
Them.
Pulse check.
All right, turn the music off. It's fine. But the first time it was it so big you were like, fuck, my boyfriend's gonna know that I'm stretched. Because that would be my concern.
I never worried
that I'm gonna
about
be
that.
Different.
I never worried about that.
I was so paranoid that girls were cheating that I would feel my dick going sometimes and go, you know what? It feels different. It feels like she was stretched a little bit.
Would you ever stay with a chick if she cheated on you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I did. I'm a fucking sucker. But I also cheated. So,
yeah.
Like, I would rationalize it in the sense that, like, you know, typically, I was never good at cheating. I would always get caught doing whatever I would do, right?
Yeah.
So... The trust was gone, and you know, at that point, like, you know, what am I gonna do? Am I gonna fucking be a fucking hypocrite? And you know, if you're in love with a person, like I said, I was in love with these chicks, you know, but I would still cheat. So, you know, where it was almost like you'd have to like, it would still like kill me. It was still like, you know, fucking. I was still like, you know, act like it was the worst thing in the world, and she was.
Yep. I had a girl cheat on me one time, and I was pretty pleased about it.
Oh, why? Yeah?
Yeah, I was looking for a way out for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just too much of a coward to break up with her.
I feel like, I don't know, yeah, I've had relationships where it would have been a relief if I cheated. I've been like, oh, my God.
Well, you know what it was, too, is that, like, she was, so I was, like, 18, 19, around that age, and so she told me early in the relationship that she'd been, like, sexually assaulted when she was like 15 or something. I was like, oh, I can't be, you know.
Shannon, turn that sexy music back on.
I had that, like,
go ahead.
So I had that do the soothing voice. I had that, like, that, like, idiot 18-year-old like mentality of like, oh, well, I can't ever let her down, you know?
What? Then,
yeah.
Sexually?
Oh.
No.
You fucked her like a horse every time.
You had like the protector of
yeah,
thing
yeah,
kicking.
That, like,
where
she,
you're like, oh,
yeah,
I have to protect this poor little thing
assaulted.
Now.
I thought you were going like, dude, I'm never going to be able to please this woman. The type of fantasy she has to have now to get her going?
No, quite the opposite.
Okay. But, all right, so you always wanted to like protect her.
Yeah.
Why? Was she like very like timid and scared?
No, she was a cunt.
Yeah,
she actually, but it just psychologically in my head, I was like, oh, well, that's like a kind of, that's a piece of shit thing to do.
What
and
do you
then,
mean by sexually assault? She was actually like raped or sexually assaulted? What degree?
So the story that I got was she was like 14 and dating this like 17-year-old guy. And
so it was like date rape?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Huh.
So yeah, so like a year into the relationship, I was like, I need to find a way out of this. And then we dated for another 6 months after that. She would hit me too and shit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dog, yeah, I've never dated a chick who hasn't hit me.
Yeah. I don't get that either. Like, some people are like,
if your bitch isn't hitting you, you're not passionate.
Right.
You need to fucking,
I kind of get that.
You need to light a fucking fire in that relationship and get that bitch to start swinging once in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
You've never been woken up by your own cell phone smacking you in the head. You've never been in love.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? I said something like that a while ago where, people were talking about being in, like, emotionally abused in a relationship, but they use that term. And I'm like, if you've ever been in love, going through, like, what
you're
gonna probably
define. You guys have to manipulate
each other.
You have to, like, for each other's egos sometimes. I don't know. It's weird. I've been thinking about that a lot too. Like, what has been in past relationships? Because I don't know. That's another thing that these articles all pop up. I was like, I don't want to have to fucking think about all this shit. And they like try to convince you that I don't know.
Yeah, shut up. Stop. Look, we're all a little, when you're in love and you're really passionate and you're really emotional, you do and say crazy shit. Right. That's just what happens. Right. So when people that are, especially if you're like have it all a fucking personality, you're not just a fucking, autistic, fucking lifeless human.
Right.
OK. You probably have gotten some passionate fucking arguments, whatever it is, whether like they're like, I guess they say threatening suicide in a relationship. That's like a really fucked up, crazy, manipulative thing to do.
Yeah.
That was my go to. For years.
That's so funny.
Crazy, bitch. You don't want
to
see fucking
I didn't
X-Men.
Expect that to be
I'm gonna
your
kill myself.
Brand.
What'd you say?
I didn't expect that to be the manipulation you used.
I used it all.
Threatening suicide. I don't think I've never done the threatening suicide. I get so, I feel like,
you think I can't
leave me? I'm gonna jump off this other guy's giant cock.
If you break up with me, I'm gonna impale myself with this huge cock.
You think I don't know where to find heroin? There's a ton in my house.
I'm telling you, the whole manipulating, emotional abuse, that whole category of, I've just been in fucking passionate relationships. I guess. What do you want me to say here? And I don't think that any girl that I have ever dated, if you gave her a lie detector test, would ever tell you that I was abusive toward her.
Yeah.
It just depends. Like, it depends on how you define abuse. If you start to go in the nuance of like, oh, well, now how do you subcategorize that?
Me
threatening to hurt myself, that's abuse, then fine. I guess I'm abusive. By that category, fine. But so is every other bitch that I've dated. And they've all done all the other crazy shit. The whole, I don't really understand the concept. What do they call it? Where you make a woman feel like she's crazy.
Oh, gaslighting.
Gaslighting. I don't really understand. I still to this day don't truly understand what they mean by that.
It's like,
stop gaslighting me. I don't get it. It makes me angry when women say it to the point where I have to like.
That's my girlfriend gaslights me by telling me to stop gaslighting.
I'm like, what are you talking about, you fucking crazy bitch? No, you're being crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not making you feel like you're being crazy. You're being fucking crazy, you fucking nutty bitch.
Right.
And then they call me like, oh, yeah. It's a strategy they use to make you stop being able to argue. It's like when they call somebody a Nazi and then you start.
In all fairness, that is the argument me and my girlfriend have the most.
So you're a Nazi. You're crazy. Stop gaslighting
the
Nazi.
Throw out those flags already.
Yeah, I'm still figuring out exactly. It's also
and
a
that's
word
not
that gets
how the Nazis
around.
Gassed, okay? What were you saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
That
I
was a great joke, Shannon. God damn it. Hold on.
Nice.
I don't like it. It's a strategy they use that when they say you're being aggressive. It's a strategy, so now they're fucking checking you and going, well, now go ahead. Now it's your turn, buddy. Do you want to continue to be aggressive or get any more aggressive? And it makes me so angry. Like, it's all bullshit psychological strategies that they use to, like, win arguments. But it's not really, you're diverting attention away from the real argument. So when you say, oh, you're being aggressive, you're gaslighting, you're doing this, and you're like, can we talk about what we were talking about?
Right.
You crazy fucking
bitch. And
not the
style in which I argue.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Women are, it's a thing that they do. I'm telling you right now, I'm not wrong about this.
Okay, here's the thing, but some men do it too. Also, I've dated people who do that, and I've done it myself. I've had times where I'm like, I switch my birth control Like, this past year, I've been fucked up, honestly. And I'm just like, but I feel like sometimes I can tell and sometimes I can't. Like, where you're like, hey, just, yeah, I give a heads up. I'm like, yo, right now, I'm a raw nerve. I'm not rational. You know what I mean?
That's what you told the guy that you worked with at the restaurant?
He was like,
I'm a raw nerve. He's like, oh, I'll hit it. Don't worry.
Yeah. He's like, oh, vulnerable? Did I hear vulnerable?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it affects some people more than others. Like, but I have dated guys who did that shit where they would just like argue, and then it wasn't even about the same thing over. It is more probably.
You go down a path of like, this happens every time I argue. I don't even know what we're arguing about anymore because it always starts off with such a minuscule thing.
Right.
Tiniest little thing. And then it's just fucking back and forth. It snowballs. One person has to get the last word in. Yeah. And then it's just like, you're going like, what are we even arguing about? We're like literally screaming outside of the
comedy club.
Mm-hmm. No, I was gonna get more specific.
Oh, okay.
Outside of fucking what's the arena in Brooklyn?
Barclays.
Outside of the Barclays Center, screaming. That fight was, I mean,
I'm not really a public yeller.
Not a public.
I don't
yeller.
Shout in public.
No, I mean, by the way, not me anymore. By the way, I'm currently going to my third anger management session.
Wow,
really?
Good
this
for
weekend.
You.
I went to my second one. Talking to this bitch a lot. It's good. I'm getting it all out. I was tested today a few times. In fact, Shannon, we have to have a new segment. We should get like a music bed and some sort of bumper. And I want you to go to Ricky Farr. I want this to sound good. Our show should be the best. This is the morning show of the Gas Digital Network, okay? We have to have an elite level of production on this show. But just something along the lines of something, whatever has tested my anger this week. Because today was a good one. Today was actually...
What do they tell you to do? They just give you exercises, like woo-saw stuff?
No, they haven't done any of that. The only thing she's done in terms of actually giving me some sort of strategy to calm myself down was just more or less visualizing, like because I can feel the anger like building up like in my chest.
Yeah, I get
actually
it.
Visualizing like it rising up and like coming out of my mouth and sort of pushing it down consciously, turning around, not communicating until I'm not like tweeting, not emailing,
totally.
Not communicating at
totally.
All until I feel like the anger subsided completely. I can still be upset or emotional or whatever it is, but that feeling of anger. So I've been doing that. And
so
it's
picture yourself as a Pepto-Bismol?
It really is a Pepto-Bismol.
That's great.
That's fucking perfect. But you better be pulling up a fucking Pepto-Bismol ad right now, because that's literally what I envision. upset stomach.
Your head, but with the hat.
They just add the that to the song. Upset stomach, diarrhea, rage.
Oh, here it is. This is me right here. Uh-oh, she forgot my wings. It's just a still shot? No, there we go.
They're not going to show the cartoon.
They're not going to show the cartoon.
Sometimes it's at the end. It's like a direction.
Maybe.
Nope.
That's it.
That's whack.
But maybe I'll just drink some Pepto-Bismol when I get angry. So it's hilarious.
Maybe it was just an upset stomach.
Every time I'm angry, it's like...
I can't. If I'm angry going into an argument and I say to myself, all right, just keep it calm. Don't lose your cool. Inevitably what happens is I stay calm for the first 30 seconds and then just lose my cool way worse after that. You know what I mean? If I try to go in calm and then the jabs start coming at me, I just explode fucking tenfold.
All right, lady and gents, we got to talk about Infinite CBD for a second, which I love. This company is supporting my tour. They supported Skankfest. They've supported so many different fun projects involving Gas Digital. And they also support this podcast. But look, let me tell you something, man. You don't need to just go out and fucking, you know, click on a thing to support the sponsors. This is a company that is actually really, really creating some incredible products that really help people. If you don't know what CBD is, I don't know if you guys have fucked with CBD at all. I'll give you some samples if you guys leave today.
I actually got some samples. Right.
Oh, awesome, dude. Ooh, how'd you like it?
Great.
Unbelievable, right? If you guys don't know what it is, it's a non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. So it's not THC, doesn't get you high, doesn't show up on a drug test. You can give it to children. They actually have directions for children's doses as well. This is not anything psychoactive. It's not a drug. This is medicine. And there's been so many different healing benefits that have been proven that CBD can help with things like chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, and many more. I challenge you right now, if you have any sort of affliction, physical, emotional, psychological, whatever it might be, do a little Google search. See if CBD might be able to help you. When they talk about medical marijuana and the benefits of medical marijuana, they are talking about the benefits of CBD. They have capsules, vape juice, gummies. They have so many different ways that you guys can utilize it. I use the topical cream regularly. I use the Freezing Point topical cream. The gummies I've been using in the morning now, which is just kind of getting my day nice and even keeled. Like I said, I've been fucking anger management. I'm trying to control myself. Here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to give you a pretty amazing discount, especially considering the holidays right around the corner. If you go to infinitecbd.com, that is infinitecbd.com, use the promo code RAP15, RAP15. You get 15% off of any purchase. Any purchase, 15% off. Save some cash. You probably have friends or family members that are already utilizing the amazing benefits of CBD. Why not go and try out the best in the business, which is Infinite CBD? They have the purest, most amazing CBD on the planet. Natural ingredients taken from hemp plants. This is the cleanest, healthiest, and purest form of CBD available. So take advantage of this. Use the promo code RAP15. Save 15% on your purchase. InfiniteCBD.com. Okay, what were we talking about? So today, Equinox Steam Room, okay? I get out. Now, what happens is one out of every 20 times or so that I go to Equinox, they have, you don't have to bring a lock, which is pretty cool. They have the locks that you do the own, they have like the dial pad that you put it in on the locker. So sometimes it'll just malfunction. Like one out of every 20 times, I would say, it malfunctions. Right. And it won't open your lock again with the code that you put in. You have to go get the fucking bathroom attendant.
By the way, are there a lot of gyms you have to bring your own lock to?
Yeah, I might say really? most like Crunch, New York Sports Club, you know, you bring a padlock. So I come out of my out of the steam room. I'm gonna go into my locker to get myself to go get ready to shower, and my locker won't open, and I see the bathroom attendant, and I'm like, and I'm fine. I'm I love Equinox. It's my haven. Okay, mm-hmm. I feel very good about it. Even though I get sexually assaulted at the place regularly.
Really?
Yeah, I have guys jerk off me regularly in that steam room.
Jerk off at you?
Oh, yeah. We've done complete episodes.
Did you say sexually assaulted?
Oh, really? Like, if that was... What is Louis' fucking career?
His whole fucking career. Pause. I'm saying purely the word assault. It's so funny. Well, I'm just like, I see assault. I was like, what do words mean? I don't know what means anything anymore.
Fine.
But I thought you meant like you would get grabbed and stuff, but people would jerk off. Okay, that's fine.
Sometimes
still use that word, but
sit a little too close though. And they know what they're doing. There's a big fucking stool. You know what you're doing. Okay. You're sitting a little close. You're hoping I'm gonna fucking reach over and grab
you. Does it bother you at all? Yeah. Do you care?
It feels invasive. That's all it feels. It doesn't bother me in the sense of like I'm like I feel when a guy pulls his dick out and jerks off of me, yeah, that bothers me.
Sure.
That's fucking, you know, creepy as shit.
Well, they wouldn't do it if they knew you were a fucking snitch.
Also, the only reason I started even, respecting women's opinion was because of this experience. So you should be thanking these gay guys because, like,
I am so grateful for.
I understand the perspective of these women now. Okay,
they might not be gay; they might just be trying to dominate you.
It's also maybe they're super straight.
They're
like, maybe they think I'm gay.
Stop me.
So no, I don't. But it feels very invasive. Either way. So I go out today and my locker won't open and I see the fucking bathroom attendant and I'm like, dude, my locker won't open. He's like, oh, sir, I need like 5-10 minutes. I got to get the other locker room attendant. He's got the key. Uh-huh. And I'm like, 5 or 10 minutes?
I'm in a towel.
You want me to stand here naked for 5 or 10 minutes and wait to shower when I have to go somewhere? And I feel immediately just... acid indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. His dad was stabbed, his mom was cancer. All right, so I'm like, all right, let me calm down. It's not a big deal. And I was like, cool. 5-10 minutes, I was like, I'll go in the steam room again. I'll relax a little bit more. You know, I go back in the steam room. Who cares? We could always use a little more steam, right? That's how I justify it. Come back out. Now I'm really hot, and I'm oversteamed a little bit, overcooked.
Yeah. You were in the microwave and then got out of the microwave for a little bit and then went
back
into the microwave.
Now I'm a little fucking dried. Right?
Yeah, it's a little a little chewy. A
little bit too much, okay? Mm. Now, there's no bathroom attendant. He's gone. He's just gone. And I'm sitting here. Now I'm sweating already, okay? And I'm getting a little bit like huffy and puffy. Like, where is he? And I'm just going up and down the locker room searching for this fucking guy. And he's nowhere to be found. And it's
like a nude Puerto Rican lion just stalking the hallway.
And by the way, the gay guys are really turned on. They're like, aggression. And they're starting to beat their dicks at me.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hot scene, to be honest. But I can't find him. And it's a good, I'd say another 5 minutes. I went in the steam room for a good 10 minutes. So now 5 minutes before, I'm starting to get like, where the fuck is this guy? I'm literally naked in a towel looking for this fucking guy. So I see a guy that's leaving the locker room. I'm like, hey, dude. And I'm just kind of in a weird way giving him an attitude, like for no reason. It has nothing to do with him. Uh-huh. I'm like, could you just like, can you tell somebody that works here that, there's a guy back here and I can't get in my locker. It's broken. And he's like, yeah, buddy. All right. And then he goes to leave. And I'm like, he's not going to tell him. He's making me so angry.
Yeah.
And I'm in my towel. I step out of the locker room onto the gym floor, this fucking $250 a month gym. And I'm watching the guy that I told to go tell the guy. And I watch him walk past three fucking employees that work there and walk straight up the stairs. And now, upset stomach, indigestion. It's fucking right up here, dude. And I'm spitting.
My son's mother fucks a black guy.
So I'm like getting really fucking like flustered, and this is the first thing I start becoming like a Tourette's patient, because I start to under my breath start saying curse words.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just like motherfucking, fucking piece of shit. Yeah. And I'm like literally like it's like Bugs Bunny in the old cartoons. It's so childish, but I'm literally calming myself. I'm like, all right, dude, let me not. I'm in this for a reason. So I'm like, fine. I gotta just relax. I see another person that works at the gym, and I'm like, can you please do me a favor? Can you just go tell the people in the front desk that there's a gentleman that is naked and can't get in his locker for 15
Wait,
full
minutes.
Wait,
so you're minutes. Saying this calmly?
I'm saying it kind of calmly, but in an eerie way.
Yeah.
Making
your point.
But the anger's here and it's not being verbalized, but it's still trying to come out.
Lewis getting angry is like when a cartoon character eats something really hot.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think it's worse when I'm doing that. I shouldn't communicate until I'm completely subsided, because if I'm half subsided,
it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good, and it's also terrifying. I think on another level. Like, I'm like gritting my teeth and like asking him for things.
You
like,
get that
I'm
saying, serial killer look in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm saying please and thank you. Yeah. I'm saying really polite phrases, but
as a threat.
But naked and like fucking like lumbering over somebody. So,
like a turtle without its shell.
Yeah.
Angry in the locker room.
Were you cold? Were you shivering?
No, it's a very nice temperature. It's equinox. I understand that.
Oh, okay. That's
so
nice.
Then, yeah, whatever. The
nice gyms are fucking nice.
The best. I love it.
I haven't been to a nice gym in a while.
I love it. Yeah, I'll get you a guest pass for equinox.
Oh, wow. Thank you so abs. Much.
So, yeah, then finally the bathroom attendant comes back and he opens it up and I'm like, fine. And I'm not that shitty. I'm sure I was, because when I was leaving, the guy who works at the front desk is a fan of this show, actually. He listens to Legion of Skanks, Believe in Me, Realize podcast, and he knows I'm in anger management.
Yeah.
So actually, I know it was bad, because like in my mind, I'm like, I really control myself today. This is what tested Lewis this week, and I control myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He literally goes, dude, everything okay back there? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, I heard, you can't. I was like, I was trying to just control myself, He goes, He was like, oh, yeah. He was like, I was just telling him. I was like, that's nothing for him. So they had come out, and from their version, I'm sure it was like, yeah, there's a guy that's naked and freaking the fuck out in the locker room.
Right.
For me, I went through like a whole gamut of emotions, but never crossed the threshold of actually losing my temper.
So it's the idea of your perception of what happened versus theirs, where you're like, oh, I think I handled that pretty well. And they're like, what a fucking lunatic.
Maybe, yeah. But I also feel like I did handle it way better than I would have normally handled it, because that's ridiculous. There should.
But I'm sure they're used to seeing some shit. Do you think there's a lot of,
it's a
gym.
It's a certain
Is there a lot
class
of aggression
of
there?
Certain class of people that go there, you don't really get to be successful by acting the way that I act. Mm. Most of the time when you act like an animal, it stands in the way of people working with you or wanting to, you to be successful. I'm successful in spite of the way that I act.
Sure.
Lewis is a man at Equinox with the temperament of a man who should be doing pull-ups on scaffolding.
Yeah. It's true. And it's actually pretty impressive. Like, I feel like if I didn't have, this personality, if it was just all the other stuff, it was just the drive, the fucking talent, the fucking desire, the will, it was all that stuff.
All those words that mean the same thing.
He's just like, you see it. He's the looking commitment. At his phone under the table.
All I have is my drive. All I have is my drive and a thesaurus.
You're cheating on conversations the way college students do on tests.
I do that all the time. I just pull up things like, look, I did this right here. We were talking about Irish people before, and I can't make references, so I just typed in Irish celebrities.
You know what? That is actually pretty helpful.
So I just like,
Because I don't fucking know people. I'm not good with like...
I'm not fucking referencing shit. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I wish you had a computer just like...
In... Oh, I look up things. Yeah.
Imagine you had a computer so and you're available to you at all times.
Where like a phone?
Shut up.
You do. I use my phone all the time to be like, who's
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers? He's hot.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers?
Okay. I'll look.
He's an actor,
up.
Right?
We'll pull him up on the screen. You got it, Abs. Relax.
Oh. Cillian Murphy. He's not for everyone, but...
I don't know who he is. Look, this guy's a handsome guy, right?
No, he looks like a douche. Douchey.
He was more handsome in another thing that I saw a picture of.
That's so funny. Yeah, I didn't realize...
We're not an attractive race. You
know? I didn't realize that.
That's disgusting. He's literally the best in your country.
No, he's not.
He's the best looking person in
your
country.
Top three, man.
Cillian Murphy does it for me. That's Scarecrow from Batman.
Yeah,
Beyond, right?
Yeah. He's a good looking dude.
Let's see.
I don't know who
Cillian
it is.
Murphy.
It's not particularly good looking people. It's all good, though.
That's a bad shot.
That's disgusting.
He's hot as Scarecrow.
No.
That's good.
No, he's gross.
Oh, wait, that's Ryan bad. Reynolds Irish?
Ew.
No, but that's a very
Irish,
name.
Background.
Yeah. He got mixed in with
we're
some...
talking real Irish. Some we're talking jeans. fresh Irish.
Yeah. Gross.
Mm. Not American Irish.
Yeah, we're not attractive.
Interesting.
But we're fun. We're so, fun.
You guys get the accents, it's your safety vest.
Yeah.
It's your
exactly.
little lifeboat.
Gets us through life.
Oh, here we go. Look at this. Oh, nice. That's not bad. All right, sorry guys, I'm getting emails right now at the same time, getting like 40 fucking things at the same time. All right, let's go. Here we go. Fuck.
You gonna do plugs real quick while you do this?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Thank you very much. We never did plugs, Zach. Yeah, give us some fucking plug music. Shannon, we never did plugs. What's wrong with you?
You know what we also never did? We never picked the t-shirt winner for this month.
Oh, shit.
We'll do that at the end of plugs.
We'll do that all right now, baby boy. Sean Finnerty, what do you got to plug coming up, my friend?
Okay, well, don't forget the old podcast, plugged it the last time, Smack Me Bitch Up. And aside from that, I'm headlining Parks Casino outside of Philadelphia on December 12th. And then I'm doing an Irish tour starting on December 19th through the 27th. So I'm going to be in Galway, Limerick, Dublin, and my hometown, Longford. Four
shows.
That's
fun. That's fun.
I'm looking forward to
Hell
it.
Yeah.
Go That's see awesome. Him. Guys, if you go and fucking check out Sean Finnerty on the road, let him know what's up. Let him know you heard him on the podcast. Let him know the power of the Real Ass Podcast fans. These motherfuckers are funny as shit. Abby Rosenquist.
I will be at Big Hunt on Friday.
You're
in
Big
DC?
Hunt every day.
Oh, I wish. That's a great... It's fun. Come out. And listen to Book Sluts on whatever. You know, find us on Patreon. And then Twitter, Instagram, et cetera.
Fuck yeah, Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Be sure to check out my new show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network. This week's episode, Abby Rosenquist sits down with me to watch Troll.
Oh, that's fun.
And also, if you're in the New Jersey area, this Saturday, the 17th, I will be with Capital Wrestling. If you show that you're a Gas Digital subscriber, you get free tickets to our taping in Hoboken. We're taping our next four episodes of our wrestling TV show.
Nice.
What's going on, Zach?
Chasing my dreams, I'm sorry.
I should go buy that company. Just shut it down.
It's just like when you had your big boy karate fight. Let me live my little dream.
I'm debating buying Capital Wrestling and shutting it down so Zach can no longer have this dream. Shannon, you think we could do it? We could do it, right? Pretty easily, I think. Those guys are fine. I think for a little bit of coke, those guys would probably sell the whole operation.
They don't run it. There's a guy who has money that you haven't
He's
met.
He's got coke. I need to meet that motherfucker. I need to meet the money guy. That's what I need to meet. They're sending all these fucking other guys to try to talk to. I'm the big guns here. It's like me sending Harrington to fucking go and do business. Imagine I did that. Guaranteed it would not be done properly. Am I right, Harrington? Even look, even he'll tell you. No faith in himself.
I get shit done.
Oh,
yeah,
you think
I'll
so?
Close deals. Yeah, fucking 7 days a week.
Friday on the Realize Podcast, we're just going to list the things that Harrington has done wrong in the past month. Just the past month. It's crazy. I mean, some of them are crazy.
How many of them were business decisions?
What do you mean?
I'm well, just saying. You
they're
haven't...
all on me. You're right. You're actually all right. It's all on me because I entrust anything with you. Guys, you can come see me on the road right now. I am preparing for my very first comedy special. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. Tickets are going to be available on the 23rd of November at Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com. So 23rd, you guys can grab your tickets. Make sure you get them. They're going to be free. There might be like a service charge or something like that. I don't know. But they're not. You're not going to have to pay anything to actually get into the venue. So make sure you grab your tickets super early because these shows will sell out. The venue's not really fucking big. It's only going to be a couple hundred people per show. So make sure you guys grab your tickets super early. The 23rd of November, they go on sale. But I'm on tour right now. Tonight, I'll be in Belmore, Long Island at Brokerage. Governor's at Brokerage. Laughs Comedy Club tomorrow night, Seattle, Washington. Very excited about Seattle, Washington. I'll be at the Improv in Washington, D.C. Two shows on Friday night, the 16th. And then I'll be in Portland at Harvey's Comedy Club on the 29th and 30th. Right now, I'm about to announce San Francisco and Denver. Both those dates are going to be announced very soon. I've solidified San Francisco. I want to just announce Denver with it as well. So we're still working on a venue and a couple other little things. But that's going to be the first week of December. Plus, I'll be back out in L.A. Got a lot of cool shit happening, guys. Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com is the website. Grab your tickets for all of those shows right there. Come the fuck out. Mm-hmm. If you love me, you love the show, you love what I do, come out and support. Be a part of this process. Everyone's been super cool that have been coming out on the road. Zach was with me in Boston. Boston, you guys are the fucking shit. Packed that room on a Monday night. I was terrified nobody was going to be there. Awesome fucking crowd. Just an amazing crowd, guys. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Infinite CBD for hooking us up. We're giving out samples to all the fans. People fucking love it, dude. Free CBD samples on the road as well. Come on, doggy. Come on, baby boy. All right, let's pick this fucking name.
Oh, for the shirt?
Yeah, once a month, we pick one name of a person who reviews the podcast. Good or bad, doesn't matter. You get a free shirt or mug.
Nice.
And the winner this month, let's see, tell me who the review, or read me the review, Shannon. It's from Real Nikki Noodles. Real Nikki Noodles. Uh-huh. So remember to go to iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And also, go subscribe to my YouTube channel. What's my YouTube channel, Shannon?
At Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J., are you sure?
That's what Harrington's saying, yeah.
He's a lot. See what I'm saying? Another one. Just another thing.
You fucked up again.
Fucked up, you fucking asshole. Luis J. Gomez comedy, you fool. He deserves it. I literally would have given out the wrong URL.
Luis J. Comedy, you fool.
YouTube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. Go subscribe right now to my YouTube channel because the latest 15 episodes of all of my shows, all Realize Podcast shows, are available on that YouTube channel. So you don't even have to subscribe at Gas. The latest 15 are on YouTube, the latest 15 are on iTunes. But if you guys love this show, we do have every episode we've ever done available on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get pre-release on all the episodes. We have ad-free episodes. 5 days before they go to iTunes or YouTube, you get them on Gas Digital, and it supports the fucking show. So use that promo code RAP. But also go subscribe to YouTube if you don't want to subscribe, so fuck it.
So let's hear this guy's review.
What was his review? Go ahead.
The title is Miss the Old Luis J.
Oh,
he says, Luis has gone downhill since Beatrice died years ago. The alcoholism and drug use, which led him to lose his child to social services, has made an incredibly hard impact on his downward spiraling career. Keep your head up, sport. Viva la Luis J. Gomez.
Who's Beatrice?
It's kind of inspirational.
My son's right. Mother. I like it. I like it.
So, Nikki Noodles, you have to tweet at me so I can get your information to send the shirt.
Nikki motherfucking Noodles.
What was the star rating on that review?
And that's,
it was 5 stars.
That's a new shirt,
hell
by
yeah.
The way.
Oh, that gives me, that's fucking my eyes up.
I know, it's dope, right? That's a new 3D Real Ass Podcast shirt. We got a lot of shirts up there. Pick one. Let Shannon know what's up.
Pretty nice.
Fucking dope, doggy.
Yeah.
Shannon, I'm going to pull up one of your stupid topics. Let's see. What do we got here? We got a little bit of time left on the show. Oh, that's not a stupid topic. We should have talked about that, actually, I guess. We'll do that in a minute. Let's pick one of your dumb ones, though. Right here. Do you have a drop for it? Shannon's stupid-ass topic of the day? Go ahead. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
Police lock up angry drunk raccoons. Drunk on crack.
Hennessy.
shit. You know, we got a great show here. We got a great show. What am I supposed to say? Who does a show like this? 3 days a week, an hour and a half a fucking day? It's a lot of content. We're doing great stuff. Police lock up angry raccoons drunk on crabapple. Crabapple.
Crabapple.
Crabapple. I don't know. Well, it's Mrs. Crabapple is from The Simpsons, right?
And that's a parody of The Little Rascals was Mrs. Crabapple.
I have no idea. I have no idea how to say that word. Crabapple hooch until they sober up.
Aww.
Police lock up. Pull it up. Pull up the story here, Shannon. This is by the hill. It's time. Pause for 1 second. When I look for a story on the show, I'm looking for something that I can have a perspective on. What could possibly be my perspective on this, Shannon?
Just thought it was a fun story because people thought that the raccoons had rabies and it turned out they were just drunk from eating the apples. So they put them in like a drunk tank until they sobered up and let them free.
Can we see the story? Let's see what it is.
That's the best thing. Oh, so they're Irish?
It might be kind of cute.
That is a very Irish system to use. Let's just lock them up until they sober up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Throw them in the paddy wagon.
Yeah, let's see. So this is the story. That's cute. Well, I mean, how do you get drunk on crab apples? What is crab apple?
Because they ferment when they like start to rot, and so when they eat them, they're it's like an alcohol that they're
and
they're,
they get all in. Fucked up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like raccoons are terrifying. They're bigger than you
they're
think.
They're so great.
Yeah.
I've never seen them really much in real life, but they're
dude, they're fucking York. Huge.
They're huge. Dude. You see them in New York sometimes just like climbing the side of a building. You're like,
really?
What the fuck is that?
Really?
Yes.
First time I saw one, I was on mushrooms, and I was not ready.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You don't want to... Look at them. Look how big they are. You'll see them climbing scaffolding, like, in the streets sometimes. Well, you know what I used to see all the time growing up? Because I grew up in the suburbs mm-hmm. of New York City. I grew up an hour outside of New York, okay? Mm-hmm. And we used to see possums.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah. San Antonio, we saw possums.
What is a possum? Pull up a fucking possum. And we used to see them, like, their carcasses on the train tracks regularly as well. Mm-hmm. And there were these giant fucking rat carcasses on the bones and, like, oh. They're kind of cute.
Nah, that's not what I was picturing.
I feel like shit like that you're not supposed to see in daylight.
They're like...
Well, it's kind of cute. It's not that bad. They were a lot more terrifying.
Like, aren't you not supposed to see raccoons during the day? Or else they have... Like, if you see them during the day, they probably have rabies. Because they're supposed to be nocturnal.
They're cute. Drunk? Why do I hate opossums? I always hated their carcasses.
Because look at that.
I feel
that's
like
why.
There it is. Yeah. That's the way I always looked at it.
It seems like something that'll latch on and it's like a fucking pain to get off of you. That's what it looks like.
Can we see some video of maybe a possum attacking a child or something? I really need to solidify this thought because now this is a cute little fucking room. I've been wishing.
I dated a guy who had a ferret and it was a fucking nightmare.
That's what you called his huge dick?
he also had a huge dick.
Most white trash pet.
Huh? It is.
Yeah.
And they stink.
Here's the thing. I don't know. He wasn't white trash, and the only other person I knew who had a ferret was Hispanic. So is that a white trash ferret?
I had a friend growing up who had a bunch of ferrets, right? And I used to hate them. They were nasty little creatures that would pee and shit. And it's not like they learn to go outside. It's like, no, they'll just piss on you. They don't care. Mm-hmm. I wanted to snip their bodies in half with scissors. I had every part of me, every time I would see these ferrets, I'd be like, give me a fucking pair of scissors. I want to see this thing fucking bleed. I never did it. Abby.
Was it a white trash pet? Did you see it a
to
lot?
To me, it's a white. To me,
did you know a lot of people?
Yeah. Trashiest of white trash.
They're illegal in New York now, right? What states are ferrets illegal in? They're illegal in a lot of places.
Shit in the corners everywhere. Yeah. You get a fucking. It would bite you.
Was your Hispanic boyfriend?
No, the guy who I dated was. He was also I think he was Irish-ish. Also, big dick. So
yeah, but you know what? Now I'm just finding out there's a couple guys. I'm thinking you're less likely to have a big dick.
Sure,
now.
I mean, the odds are not in my favor.
Yeah, now they're just, so I'm finding out about all these big dick
Irish
guys.
No, no, no. There's only two. There's only two.
I know, but even so, it's not looking good for him. What are the chances are that we've met the third guy?
Oh, they've used up all the Irish luck.
The third musketeer.
Yeah, you guys are lucky.
Ferrets are illegal in 48 states. The two states have just declared ferrets
illegal. They're
illegal
in 48 states?
California and Hawaii. In general, local laws such as their city or county can choose to follow state guidelines. Blah, blah, blah. So they're illegal. Why are ferrets
they
illegal in some places?
Bad. Why are they illegal? Because they're rodents.
They're wild animals. They're not domesticated.
Yeah, they really they don't.
That's why they piss everywhere.
I've never seen anybody walk one.
Yeah.
In 1998, Giuliani made him illegal in New York City because of a fear of rabies.
Hell yeah.
You know, people get give Giuliani hookers. Shit. What? Nailed it.
He cleaned up the city, doggy.
Yeah.
Giuliani made it a safer place.
This is a possum attacking a dog.
A Let's safer, say. Ferret-free place.
Dude, that's a terrifying animal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck
Wait, can we get
that
some volume? Get
shit.
Some volume. This is awesome.
No.
Fine.
Jack.
Gonna get it.
Leave him alone.
Jack, get away from Jack. No.
Jack's getting fucked up.
Jack.
Uh-oh.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on, pause. Does it live?
Yeah.
The dog?
Let's see. Hold on. Okay.
Does it live or does it die?
Does the dog live?
100%. This video's almost
leave
over.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, it lives.
Nah. Nah.
Please die, dog. Dog. Please die.
No, it gets hurt.
Come on.
It gets bit once, and then actually, I don't know.
I think you already
might
got bit.
What's the possum's fighting style?
Jim,
does it bite and hold on?
Suck dick. Get a better video of a possum,
possum
killing a fucking
of,
puppy.
More of a taekwondo stance. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The possum fighting style.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was terrible. There's got to be more brutal video of possums attacking puppies. It was dark.
Is it looking?
Come on now, Shannon.
You know, does anything make you cringe besides a woman cheating?
Yeah, he can't see kids getting hurt. That fucks him up.
Yeah. Unless it's by a possum. If you have a possum attacking a child, I'll also take that. I have no problem with that. Played Truth or Dare with my son last night. Uh-huh. Got freaky. We got crazy. My girlfriend teaches him Truth or Dare. I'm like, why are you teaching him Truth or Dare? Like, do you know what we did when
That's
we played Truth
what,
or Dare?
That, yeah.
Like, we only we
that was yeah. to do things.
Yeah, but so like, but now it's just devolved into like, you know, me screaming out the window that I poop in my socks.
Yeah.
He loves it. He Aww. Thinks this is the fun. But I
Actually,
really.
Actually, you know what? That's great. Yeah.
I play it up and I act like I don't want to do it. So the whole time I'm just fucking like, I was like, no, I can't. I'm not going to say it. James, that's crazy. Our neighbors are going to fucking look at me weird. And he's like, no, I got to say it. And then when I finally do it, floors him.
Yeah.
Every
I
time.
Bet.
And then when I do truth, everything, when he does truth, I get him to admit real things that he does. I'm like, have you picked your nose and ate it? And he's like, not like James, truth or dare. He goes, all right, dad. I did recently. And then I beat the shit out of him.
Aww.
I fucking bare knuckle.
I dare you to
like
fight
a good
back.
Dad that cares.
Yeah, that was fun. So yeah, Shannon, that topic kind of sucked, but I will give you salvation because you reminded me that Stan Lee died.
That's oh yeah.
So you know,
he was,
Zach,
he
does
was
that
so,
make you sad?
He's been dying.
He's
so
95.
Old.
Can I say something controversial?
Sure.
Good riddance.
R.I.P. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
95 years old. He
he's like that kid that
anymore.
Won't go to sleep and
I mean,
stays up in the middle of night. And you're like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Die.
He was in a fucked up situation, so.
Was he, like,
oh, he
really
was?
Sick?
What?
Wasn't he really sick?
He had like some, like whoever was his caretaker took his money. He was accused
what?
Of elder abuse.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
got
he was,
accused
he
of trying to get his nurse to blow him.
Yeah, he was Me Too'd recently.
Oh, yeah. There was like four or five
That's
nurses.
Not, you
know
when you're
funny?
That old and you ask, it's like.
Dude,
that's like, you know, like how people give like veterans like hand jobs or whatever.
There has to be an age. There has to be a cutoff age where it's like, yeah, but
they're just
like 95.
He can't do anything to you.
95.
Yeah.
95.
He's frail. He's old. You didn't feel threatened. He's not going to overpower you. He can't even move his fucking legs.
You need to get to a fucking karate class.
If he fired
you
after you
can't fight off an old man in a wheelchair,
that's a cash grab.
Get to a karate class. Do something.
Yeah, you just ask for a lot of money or you don't do it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding when I say good riddance. But I do sort of like, when you're that old, like, I'm not going to like, oh my God, the trap. You know, it's like, he's fucking super rich.
He's about to die. He wants a paid blowjob.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to die. And then he died.
Yeah.
Blowjobless. I see when people are upset because he is somebody that, like, one of the first white people to acknowledge, like, the civil rights movement in an artistic way.
Oh, why? Well, because of
X-Men. What does that have to do with that?
Why? Because who's gay in the X-Men?
No, the civil rights movement.
Oh. What was that one about again?
About Magneto.
Trannies, you know, X-Men.
No, I meant the civil rights movement.
Magneto is Malcolm X.
All right.
And Professor X is Martin Luther King.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why Professor X is through peaceful protest and living together. And Magneto wants to do it by any means necessary
is
and violent.
This is something that I just haven't known.
Yeah.
But I will say, the fact that Stan Lee referred to black people as mutants all these years is a little bit racist.
Oh, yeah. So he's like somebody who's like, I love black people, but I do think that they're genetically different. Like, okay.
They all have the same power of an extra bone in the foot.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and then also, you know.
But he was the narrator on my last movie, and we got him.
Damn,
so.
That's so cool.
No him and way. Then Lemmy from Motorhead's the president, so waiting on one more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, I got to be honest with you, I didn't like his cameos in the movies. So you know what?
I'm
back.
Let him have it.
Good riddance again.
Have the cameos.
I like the fact that we no longer have to deal with shitty Stan Lee cameos.
Yes, you do. You got three more movies worth at least.
Oh, because like, he already recorded them.
They shot them all when they did Thor.
And he already pre-recorded himself.
It'd be funny if his lines in the ball were just, I'm already dead.
Well, I mean, at this point, they could probably just superimpose him in pretty CGI.
Yeah.
And they probably will.
They should just have Thanos snap him away.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. He's in the hospital bed and then he goes, Nurse, suck my dick. Excelsior. I mean, what they'll probably do, if I had a guess, they will CGI him into every movie in the future. Why wouldn't they? They can CGI the fucking Hulk.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they keep that tradition up as sort of a thing? Because it'll be something that the fans, you know, want.
Well, I think they already were kind of planning on that because there was two different cameos for him in Guardians.
Okay. And they reshot it. Oh, now he's two cameos?
Well, no, they shot two because they didn't know which they were going to use. It was supposed to be...
One's just his body.
I was going to say good riddance.
He was supposed to be in the collectors. Like, you know, the Benicio del Toro had all the aliens in, like, the different cages? They shot one with a guy who was a lookalike of Stan Lee in one of those, and they were just going to CGI him over that guy.
Really?
But then they made him one of the Watchers.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's...
Oh, that's fun.
If you're, like, a fan of that world, like, you know, it's a person who, you know, was really important to that world. But how much creative influence does he have over that world now? None, right? Like, he's completely retired.
No, but he's just the guy that created a lot of...
Right.
I mean, there's other people that don't get the
honestly,
credit.
I don't feel like... I bet I have no clue even a portion of everything that he's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know he's done a lot, but I still probably have no clue.
But I don't know, because I don't know how it all fucking worked back then.
Right.
Like, I did, like, you know, how much was... I don't even know what he did. When you talk about Stan Lee, I don't know if he's an artist. I have no idea if he wrote the stories. I have no idea if he was the guy who hired artists.
I think he was just a Jew in charge.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, is he a Ralph?
Fuck
yeah. Is he just a fucking...
Steve Jobs.
A talentless Jew who hires people with talent around him?
He's got the worst comic on the network.
Now you, create a masterpiece.
Is this true? Did he really not do anything?
No, he created a lot of the characters with groups of other people.
I was about to be so upset.
It's like that Simpsons episode. He created the stick figure versions of them.
He was a writer, editor, publisher, everything.
He did nothing. I'm telling you right now, Stan Lee was... I like him. I like that, by the way. That's what I do. I do nothing around here.
Can you get sued for...
I'm talking shit on Ralph. Like, that's actually not true. Ralph does like an insane amount, like with the wiring, the back end, the website. He knows so much on the technical side. If a microphone went out right now, I would have no idea. In fucking... 15 minutes, I'd be sitting there going, calm down, Lewis. Calm down.
Pep.
No idea.
Michael would have to deal. Yeah. You guys are the people that have to deal with the staff at the... Where do you go?
What?
Where's your gym?
Equinox.
Equinox.
Yeah.
So people around you just get it. They have to know.
Yeah.
That's why you have to have your own people.
Yeah. I really do. I have to have a staff around me at all times. Otherwise.
That's why people have entourages. Is it's like those are the people that keep them.
But I don't like an entourage. I like my.
That's
like,
a little bit of an entourage-y thing.
No, my people will work. They're not just going to stand around and suck off my teat. Shannon will work. Right, Shannon?
Well, I guess loose.
Yeah. And she'll be rewarded with a little bit of teat loosely. Later on. Shannon, how much to suck on my nipple right now? How much money?
I don't know why it's grossing me out
how
so
much. How much money to suck
Ew,
on my nipple
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, sucking on a dude's nipple.
I got a little bit of hair like around that? It. There's like a little circle of hair right around the nipple. I have small nipples too.
Aw.
Shannon, suck on it.
No, thank
Pointy.
You.
Is that sexual harassment?
Yes.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Oh.
Mike Harrington, suck on my nipple too. Look, both of you. I did to both of you.
So now you're sexually harassing
but really,
the
Shannon,
dude.
But really, Shannon. Harrington, how much to suck on my nipple right now?
$2,000.
Dude, shut the fuck up, dude. If I offered you $40 in cash right now, you'd be sucking on my nipple.
No shot.
For how long?
Five Until seconds.
Five seconds.
Please make this
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
Too long.
Please make this happen.
You would suck on my nipple for $40?
$100.
Told you. It wasn't $2,000. He didn't even go halfway between.
I have
a terrible negotiator.
I have $100 that I will pay if you suck on his nipple right now.
Really?
That's psychotic. You don't need to give him $100 to suck on my nipple. I mean, if you really want to, I'll
you
let
you.
You
think I can
it.
Get a better deal?
Probably. I think you can get it for 80.
60.
Harrington, $60 on the cash on the table right now.
No shot. I need at least three figures. I was shooting for four. Yeah,
three you know. Figures.
No, you're not By talking. The way, no one has ever used the term figures for a number that long.
I know, right?
Three figures, bro.
Shannon, why can't you be a fucking team player like
I won't do it for less than a ton.
No, I would say $1,250.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Shannon, for $500 you would suck on my nipple for 5 seconds.
I don't think so.
Yes, you would. And I'm thinking about making it happen.
Keep it on the table, I'll think about it.
Yeah, I really would. If it was $500 in cash on the table right now, she'd be fucking
money.
It'd be great to stroke her fucking purple hair. I love it. I love my staff.
Do you have purple hair? Ooh, yeah, I like it.
Sexy. Delicious. All right, we're going to wrap this one up in a few minutes. It's always fun when you guys come in.
Oh, hey, thanks.
People
for
love you
me.
On the show, Abby.
Aww,
people really do.
That.
They normally hate women on these shows.
Aww, and some
general.
Of them still probably do. But hey, I'm the sure. ones that love me, I appreciate you. Yeah. Come out to my shows.
There's no movement on the fight between you and Kim just yet, but we're going to maybe make this
oh,
happen.
Oh, yeah.
But there
we'll
is
see.
Movement when we think about
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
Huh?
So hot. You and Kim fighting just half naked?
I'm trying.
Volleyball shorts.
They'd have to, right?
No, because it would be, it's so, because it would be about that, it would be, I want to do it for sport, you know what I
cool,
mean?
Cool, no, you can do it for sport.
Yeah, sport.
Just imagine like them in little volleyball.
Oh, I would do, I would, you know what, if I was.
Is their legs like intertwined, fucking like. Half guard. Can we just see two female MMA fighters in half guard?
We just stop halfway
just
through
a nice, hot...
and get out of there, and she breaks up with you, and I break up with.
You start deeply kissing.
This is just how me and her become.
Holy fuck.
Together.
Worth it.
And then we just yeah well.
Let's see. I'm sure there's better ones. There's hotter photos. Just do like hot jujitsu girls, you fool.
That's not bad. Them.
That's okay.
That's pretty good.
But you want? Oh hell yeah! Who the fuck is that one?
No, dude, that's fucking porn. That's not MMA.
Yeah, that's MMACandy.com. Yeah, that's literally to beat
yeah,
your
yeah,
dick,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, if there's candy in the name.
Zach's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be, like, hot jujitsu chicks wearing, like, little fucking tight shorts. Anyway. Dude, yoga pants, too, is another thing that's, like, uncomfortable.
Has Kim fought before?
No. Not like a, not in any like.
She got like, she didn't get like into fights or anything growing up?
A couple, like in her day. Like literally like two. I think two with the same exact chick.
Oh, yeah. How'd she do in them?
Round she two. Lost one, won the other. She's
oh,
one and one. She's
okay.
going for the rubber match. Look at this. There we go. MMACandy.com. We can just go to this website. Guys, you know what? Fuck GasDigitalNetwork.com. Go to MMACandy.com. And yeah. It's hot. Anyway. So yeah, maybe we'll make that fight happen one day. Kim and Abby, you'll be paid. Relax.
Probably
she'll
not.
She'll do it. All right, look, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. R.I.P. Stan Lee. We miss you, buddy, up there in
heaven. That much.
Yeah, whatever. So we'll be back on Friday. I think I'm going to be recording one somehow on the road and sending it to you, Shannon. I'm not missing Friday. I won't miss Friday. I bet you $1 billion. I'll bet you $1 billion that Friday there'll be a Real Ass Podcast live.
What about a nipple sucking?
Nipple sucking. Shannon, if I don't do it, you got to suck my nipple.
No, thank you.
No, if you do it. If you send in an episode, you got to suck,
you suck on my nipple for two seconds, Shannon.
No, because all I know, you probably already did it. Oh, thank you.
I didn't already do it, but that would have been fucking awesome.
Easy money's with Harrison. Harrison.
Call him Harrison. It's so disrespectful. I like it. I like it. Whatever, fucking Matt Harrison. All right, guys, we'll check out Friday. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for listening, guys. As you know, we have some incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network, including one of my other shows, the Believe You Me podcast, with former UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping. Me and Bisping talk shit about MMA, life, parenting, and everything in between every single week. It's an amazingly fun show. If you guys haven't been checking it out, here's your chance. Here's a clip from Believe You Me with myself and Michael Bisping.
Conceive, believe, achieve. Shut the fuck up.
This is Believe You Me on the Gas Digital Network.
Kelvin did well. One thing, I have got a bone to pick with Kelvin, motherfucker. I saw him on an embedded, and he said, oh, Bispin said, yeah, you think on a full fight camp you'd really beat me? And he's like, I did just beat you on a full fight camp. But I'm like, no, Kelvin, you're missing the point, motherfucker. I just did a 10-week camp for George St. Pierre. I then got choked out unconscious against George St. Pierre. You know, took a lot of shots. Then I got drunk for 10 days and flew out to fucking China, right? And continued to diet straight again. And I was super skinny and I'd just been finished. You know, you didn't get 100% Bisping. And I think everybody knows that.
I think, what's the percentage right now? What's the percentage Bisping that he got? Can I say?
Yeah.
I think a 13% Bisping.
Why do you say 13?
You're just not you. Because I think, I'll tell you why. Because I think 14% Bisping beats Kelvin Gastelum.
I appreciate it. You know, 14. You know, when I'm 14%, I do feel good.
You're a monster. You know, 14%.
13's a whole different animal.
Basically a woman. Know? Basically a woman at 13%.
13's an unlucky number, Lewis. How are you going to beat anybody when you're 13%? You know, yeah. Let alone Kelvin fucking Gastelum.
Seriously.
Anyway. You know.
If you do the math there, just like a BetDSI ad, if you do the math there with promo code Bisping, he actually won that fight.
Yeah, exactly. If you break it down the right way and look at it from my perspective and you add on the percentage that was missing,
yeah,
you detract that from the knockout result in another parallel universe, I won that fight.
You're the fucking heavyweight champion.
Get over yourself, Kelvin. What the fuck's going on?
Kelvin went to sleep in 3 seconds. It was a record-setting knockout. Flying knee, you knocked his head clean off his shoulders.
I was at an 87% deficit. Do you realize how much better that would make me?